And you know I don't watch that shit.
Why not? Too scared?
No, it's just, what's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act, who's always running up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting.
What are you waiting for, huh?
Because nobody admits anything they've done!
Boils, ghouls, and non-binary creatures of the darkness. We're back with another episode of The Scream Queens. I am Cece.
And I'm Jess.
Oh my god.
We're here.
We're back.
In the same episode at the same time for once.
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Hello. I'm not dying anymore, I promise. I will barely be coughing. I thought I had an ear infection. It turned into a full-blown upper respiratory infection last week. I sounded rough. I couldn't even be on the trick-or-treaters, and we had that planned for months. I felt so bad. It was like the whole thing. Yeah. I'm sorry, Kyle. I'm sorry, JR. I will come on soon, I promise.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm better, too, so I'm glad that we both are better and back. And yeah, it's all working out timing-wise, so that's great.
Yeah, and there's only like 3 weeks left of HH.
It's wild how fast it's going.
I know.
In my opinion. Yeah.
I was only at HHN twice last week, I think.
Yeah.
But I went to Hall of Scream twice.
Barely been at all, like in the last, yeah. So like I got to get back there too. But it's like I'm busy there like this month a lot.
Yeah.
With other stuff. Because
October's busy and then Spooky's coming up.
I know.
And
I have all that.
Yeah, I think I have a 3-day pass to, I don't know, Eugene Bottom. I have no idea. I'll be at Spooky. I can promise you that. I'm going to buy some more stickers before that happens. So we'll both have them while we're there.
Yep. I'll be there Saturday and Sunday, definitely. So
awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
so
I think I'm
going on.
Yeah, I think I'm going out to Tampa too that weekend now to use my Hall of Scream pass because I have it. And I just used it for the first time at SeaWorld this past weekend. And I haven't been there in like 20 years. I realized I was saying 16 the entire night. It was 20. I asked my mom, I had been when I was 7 and then I had never gone back. So that was my first time. And it was very confusing for me.
It's huge. And like, you don't know where the hell you're going half the time at SeaWorld. I noticed that like this past summer when I went with my family, I was like, where the hell am I?
I had no idea. And like Timmy had never been. And I don't know how, but we ended up being, like, the ones, like, walking around. Like, he was leading, and I was just kind of, like, there, like, okay, cool, I'm here for the haunt. and, like, no idea. I was like, oh, is that the Shamu Stadium for, like, the big lagoon in the center? And they were like, no, Jess. And me and Timmy are like, why not? It looks like the Shamu Stadium. And then we, like, found him in the back. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I think the one you're talking about is, like, the where they do their fireworks one or something weird, or they're, like... Yeah, the one, like, on the lake almost, kind of.
Yeah, it's, like in the center of the park, I guess. But it was weird. Can I talk about Hollow Scream for, like, 5 seconds?
I'm sorry. Oh, go for it.
I won't spoil anything, I guess, if, like, anyone hasn't been or wants to go. But I went to the one at SeaWorld, to Hollow Scream Orlando, twice this past weekend, because it was actually really good. I went on Friday, and we didn't get to do everything. Beneath the Ice had closed because somebody threw up in there, and they couldn't find it or something.
Oh, God.
It's the longest house. I will say it took like 5-6 minutes to get through, so I can understand why they couldn't find the vomit. It was massive because it's in the old like Arctic ride, the simulator.
Oh, okay.
That's like the one that's like in like a ride building. So it's massive. It's also freezing in that house. It's really cool. So we went on Sunday to see it because we had the passes. It's really good. It's different. It's like Tampa. They don't have triggers in the house, so they're using their voices. And they don't have plexiglass, so it's different. It's scares that are, you know, coming up to you, but they all have masks on. And they're very visible masks. There's not really a lot of appliances. But it was really good. I will give it to them. I will say one of the houses was a direct transplant from Tampa. The Pirate House, which I was a little disappointed in because I'd seen that in Tampa already. And I also went out to Sir Henry's, and that was amazing.
I know. I really want to go.
It was like, Eugene said it best. It was gritty because he had never done like a local haunt before. He had only ever done HHN. Mm-hmm. It is. It was scary. That was probably the scariest haunt I've been to like so far.
That's so cool. I've been hearing about it, but like, I really want to go. I've never been. So
It's a little bit of a drive. It was like almost an hour with traffic. It was also the night Harry Styles was in Tampa.
Oh, yeah. So traffic was probably crazy. Yeah, we were, like,
fighting everybody on I-40. Oh, God. But it was really good. There's three mazes or trails, and they're outside. Surprisingly, the, like, captain pirate, not pirate, but, like, I don't know, the nautical-themed maze was my favorite, which is not normal for me. But check it out. It's only, like, $40 for their express pass ticket, which is, like, nothing. And you get front of the line for the three mazes, and then you just hang out, and there's food and stuff like that. And you support a local haunt. And then also, two of our listeners wrote a book about it.
Yes.
Amanda and Brad, and they are there with the book and signing it. And I believe Brad is actually now a scare actor in the trail. Amanda was telling me when we were there. Mm-hmm. I filmed a little video, like, when we went out there. It's not going to be very long, and I couldn't film in any of the mazes for you guys or the trails. But it will be up eventually on the YouTube channel. And Amanda actually plugs the book, and you can buy it on Amazon. So I'll link it below in this episode.
Yes.
So definitely check that out. I wanted to put that in there because they've supported our show for a while. So I definitely wanted to support them.
Oh, yeah.
And this book. And, absolutely. She hinted at it might possibly be coming a bigger book, a longer book.
Oh.
Around Valentine's. So we'll see. I don't know. That's all I got for now with, like, I guess haunts or whatever. That was my haunt update for October.
Okay. Cool. I love it. I'm glad that you were able to see some other ones. You know, we were able to talk a little bit about them. And I would love for you to maybe even talk more about them in the future, too. Just because I haven't got to really experience much outside of HHN this year. Hopefully, though, because I think Sir Henry's is going to early November. So hopefully I can get out there at some point.
I think they closed the Sunday after HHN is what I was seeing. And it was like, if you do, like, the first time, I'll give you guys, like, a little hint. I think 7:30 is the earliest, because they give you, like, a 15-minute time frame to show up. And what happens is they give you a colored ticket when you come in, and it just tells you the order of the houses that you go in, and that kind of keeps everybody from congregating at the same house.
Okay.
They're going till the end of then. If you go at 7:30, there's nobody there. So, like, you don't need, like, it's only $10 more, I think, for front of the line. But if you go at 7:30 and they only allow a certain number of people per time slot, you can, like, walk right in and not have a line for anything. The later you go, probably the longer the lines are going to get.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that makes sense then.
It was really fun. I will definitely give them that.
That sounds awesome. If I can't make it, then I'm going to try to go for Valentine's Day, because I know they do their thing that week too, or something like that.
Yeah, I think they do, like, a trail, like a Valentine's haunted trail. I don't know. I didn't go. This was my first time, so.
Yeah. All right. Hmm. Do you have anything else, like, news-wise, or did you want me to talk a little bit about mine first, or?
I only have one news thing, and you guys have probably seen it, so I'll just get it out of the way. The only, like, new thing I've seen, there's merch that kind of pops up here and there. There was a new picture disc, whatever it's called. Sorry, I'm not a vinyl collector. But there's a bomber jacket now, a Frankenstein bomber jacket for $60 at the tribute store.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If you're interested. Also, is anyone getting those magnets, the weekly magnets? I'm not going to lie. I haven't missed one yet. They're all in my fridge. And that's I'm really awesome. Liking them. So I'll post a picture of them once. I even bought the Wicked Divas one. God, kill me. It's going to haunt me forever.
I'm not really a fan either.
Oh, it's so bad. I went on a rant on Stan Screamcast. They had us on and they, like, gave me a whole soapbox, and I just was like, I'm going to go off.
Yeah, and, I mean.
And the bride merch, of course.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Sure. It's okay. Oh, there's also patches. If you guys haven't seen, there's iron-on patches in the tribute store and in the, what's it called? Prop shop. I think they're like $10, and there's a UOAP one. It's the Frankenstein little logo. And then there's the Jack Chucky Frankenstein Universal logo. And then there is the coordinating bride and Frankenstein's monsters designs. So there's four patches available for those denim jackets.
Oh, cool. I only knew about the AP one. I haven't seen the other ones. That's cool. I didn't know
that. Yeah, I got all four of them. I'm not even going to lie. Because I got the jacket. I can't control myself.
I mean, that's fair. It will look good on there, yeah. A lot of people are already, like, bedazzling their jackets again. Like, it looks like some people's look great already.
I haven't even touched mine. It's hanging up in my closet. I'm failing. okay, but I'm done. What do you have, Cece?
Oh, no, you're good. So mine's basically not really – well, it's kind of new. So the new Chucky series just debuted as we're recording this tonight on Tuesday night. So on if you have USA or Sci-Fi, you can watch it. It's the first episode. I just finished it. It was really good. I'm not going to say much more than that. I don't want to spoil anything. Yeah, I
watched it too with Ashley.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I had good. NXT on. So like I was like, oh, I don't have to change channel.
That's true.
How convenient. It was really good. I'll give it that. Even Ashley was like, ooh.
Yeah, I like how it went back to kind of its roots, it feels like. It has the like Child's Play 2/ like Curse of Chucky vibe to me.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed it. So I just wanted to let everybody know that's out now. We've been waiting for a while now, and I think they've been doing really good with the marketing for this show, actually. I think the little stand at Universal is pretty cool. I actually took a picture in there and I posted it today for Chucky Day. And I also like the commercial that they did Chucky with Michael Myers and the pumpkin. which leads me to my next thing. Halloween Kills is coming out. This will be debuting on Wednesday. So just tomorrow, Thursday, Halloween Kills will be in theaters and on Peacock, I believe.
It doesn't feel real. I feel like this has been forever.
I know, right?
I feel like we're going to say that about Scream, too, though.
I know. It's funny you say that.
Oh, see, I had a feeling this segue was coming, see?
Yeah. So today was also a good day for us horror fans because we got the new Scream 5th installment trailer this morning at 9 a.m. Eastern. I did not wake up for it. Kyle did. I slept in, but I watched it pretty much as soon as I woke up. I still don't know how I feel about it. I feel like I'm going to watch it again. Because I feel like it all rushed to me very fast. Did you watch it?
Okay, so I'm not going to lie. I started, but I was in the middle of, like, cleaning the carpet, like, with, like, a big carpet cleaner. I never finished it, and I completely forgot until we were talking about it. So I'll watch it after this.
Yeah, I got to watch it again to really take it all in, because it's like, one of those fast trailers that kind of comes at you quickly. I will just say Dewey looks like a fucking badass, but a lot of people are thinking this is going to be his time to go, and I'm really sad. I don't know. That's a theory everyone has, but...
Aww.
Yeah.
What if he is Ghostface, though? What if it's, like, a complete backwards, like, you think he's going to die, but actually he's been the one doing the killing?
Oh. I didn't think about that. I was hoping maybe it would be, like... I'm hoping Stu is back and he's Ghostface again.
What if it's, oh my God, what was her name from?
Kirby?
Yeah, what if it's Kirby?
I know. What if it's her and him? Oh God.
Oh my God, stop.
There's so many possibilities. What if?
Oh my God. I can't even think about that.
Why? I know. I'm like, what if it's even Sydney? Like, what, like, you know?
I feel like that might be the easy way out.
True.
I feel like Sydney's got to die. I feel like it's her time. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that too, but a lot of people are thinking it's Dewey's swan song, and I'm like, stop.
Kill Sydney in the beginning. Do her like Drew.
Just, right? I don't think they will, just because she's in the trailer, but we'll see.
It'd be nice if they did.
Yeah, it would be something different, you know?
I wouldn't like it, but I would also be like, hey, I told you.
Exactly, yeah. It would be something unique, because, like, I feel like they're sometimes too afraid to kill off, like, loved characters and stuff like that. But,
yeah, that's fair.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm excited for it regardless. I still just got to watch it again and take it all in. But, yeah, that's pretty much what I have. I think it's safe to say it's a good time to be a horror fan. Like, besides these three, I mean, we're getting other things, like Midnight Mass. I haven't watched it yet.
I'm afraid to watch it as a someone who grew up Catholic.
Yeah, same.
Ooh, and I have, like, some religious trauma, like, not from my parents or anything like that. Don't, like, assume. Teresa and James are great. I'm just like, ooh. Oh, my God, wait, can I say something funny?
What?
Teresa's going to HHN.
Really?
Yeah, she's coming closing weekend.
Oh my gosh.
So I am very excited to, I will have a full report afterwards of how my mother was in the house.
That is so exciting, actually, that you say that, because my mom is coming next week.
Yeah, and we love it.
Yeah, she hasn't been since, like, I don't remember the last year she took us, maybe 2009 or, no, not even, she didn't even go in 2009. So maybe 2008.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she hasn't been in a long time. And like I said, she used to just go in, like, pay to get in, and then just kind of sit in the scare zones and hang. But, like, she actually got Express. And she's going to try to do the houses with me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, we got Express for my mom. So she's doing them.
Yep.
Or else I'm going to make her feel bad for
wasting money. I know. I'm like, Mom, this isn't cheap, by the way, Mom. So,
Yeah. She's like, can I just go sit at a bar? And I was like, no.
Yeah, I'm probably going to start her out with Beetlejuice just to see how she does. And Same. Then move on. Yeah.
Beetlejuice. And, like, I have to do Beetlejuice with my mom. I'm probably just going to cry the entire time with her. And she'll probably cry, too. That's, like, super emotional.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm excited for her to go through Hill House. I'm like,
oh my god.
She never watched it, but she's just gonna freak out.
Dude, I finally got my second run with that. I think I talked about it in the last week's episode, but finally, like, because I hadn't been since opening night, and so opening night I didn't feel like it was a great run for us.
Oh no, I did not like it opening night.
Yeah,
I was very honest about that.
Oh my god, they got me good the other night with that basement scare. I was like, what?
Oh, yep. Oh my god, yes. I can't even talk. Yes. Yeah. That and, like, Puppet has really taken my heart. It was good, but then, like, I'm just, you know who you are in the music room? You're killing it. You know who you are. yeah, no, at Wicked Growth, all of that. Icons, I don't even got to talk about you guys. You guys know. You're my number one. You're in my heart. I go through there every night blowing kisses to everybody. I'm not even going to lie.
I love it.
Speaking of icons.
Yeah, I think it's about that time.
Ooh, okay. I mean, the title is going to say it. What the shit? It's time to talk about Chance.
Yes. So, finally.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I will say, Cece was trying to skip Chance.
Cece, I didn't realize it.
Zizi was like, "Ooh, is our next? I don't even know who you. I think you said Usher. You're like, isn't that Usher our next icon?" I was like, "Cece, you're skipping your girl." Like, I think everyone forgets that she appeared in 2007 with Carnival of Carnage, which is like so fair. I forget sometimes. Mm-hmm. I was like, "No, don't forget about your girl."
I know.
Okay, have you been on TikTok lately? Before I start,
I have. Yeah,
this feels like the Keke Palmer Megan Thee Stallion.
I feel like I haven't seen that.
I know it's the stallion. You know it's your girl. No, I've just
seen
me.
That.
Cece, it's so funny. Right, Keke Palmer was doing like, I'll send you a video. She was doing like red carpet, and then Meg Thee Stallion walked up, and she was like, she did that, and then somebody put music behind it.
Oh my god!
And it's perfect, and everybody's using it for like me when I open the door, and my dog who is there 24/7 is there just happy to see me.
Aw,
it's like, you know it's your girl. Okay, whatever.
I love it.
Okay, Chance.
Yes,
Chance has no last name, just Chance. You know, like Cher. Ooh, like Britney.
Madonna. Well,
Britney has Britney Spears. Madonna. Thank you. It is almost midnight. I need to start with that.
It's not the latest we've recorded before, though.
No, that's fair. That is absolutely fair. This might be one of our fastest episodes, I feel like.
Yeah.
Chances, we love her, but she doesn't have a lot of, like, background. And she's only been around since, I mean, it's 14 years, right? 14, yeah, that's 14. I can count. But Chance, all right. So Chance first appeared in 2007. As we know, she appeared as the part of the Carnival of Carnage show, which, if you guys know, 2015 Carnage Returns was based off of the show from 2007, and it was the same basis, but it introduced Chance. She had a completely different outfit on it. It was like very much a clown outfit. It was just a little white corset with a red tutu with the dots. And her makeup was a lot more simple, and she had, I think she even had red hair back then. I'm not gonna lie, I think it was like not like red, but it was,
yeah,
maybe I'm lying, I could be completely lying. Oh no, it was black. I'm just an idiot. I think in the scare zone there were actresses that had red hair that I'm seeing.
That makes sense.
So it was just very simple. It was nothing like what we see her later in, but I really like that outfit. It's very cutesy. It's very kind of Halloween star clown. Almost. And not in like a bad way. I love it. And she's got like ripped fishnets and the boots on. She's always had the boots. So she's always been Jack's right-hand woman, even though she hates when you call her that. She does not believe that she is, you know, beneath him. She feels like an equal.
Right.
And I would argue and say that she's better, and I'm pretty sure you would too. But yeah, so everyone says that is his right-hand woman. You will hear people say that that's his girlfriend. That's like his love interest. But something I learned on our unmasking tour that I did not know was that Jack and Chance, they have never been linked romantically. It's never been said. It's never part of canon. It's never been anything that Universal has hinted at until this year. In Icons, on the wall in Chance's cell, it says J and C in a heart. And that's the first time it's ever been hinted at is this year.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Even with her Jack tattoo, it's just like kind of like it's more not that he's her owner, but that's just, you know, Jack created her.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Do with that as you will, but this is the first time they've ever been, like, quote-unquote, romantically linked.
Hmm, okay.
Which I love, because we're not going to get into that, because this isn't really about Carnival of Carnage, but there was kind of a moment in that where Chance flirts with, I believe his name is Tiny, the kind of the bodyguard, and Jack kills him for flirting with Chance. But even then, that's just because that's, like, his property. It's right. Not because he loves her or anything. And I would argue and say that Jack doesn't love her, just kind of like Joker and Harley.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's kind of what they're starting to hint at. And we'll kind of get back to that Harley situation later, because there's a fun fact about that. But Chance's main thing is to torture and kill Jack's victims, or to help him torture and kill in certain instances. She is described as happy-go-lucky, but manic at times. Shocking, mm-hmm. I know. She's easily excitable and can be almost always seen smirking unless she's in a manic episode. She will always drop a joke or a pun and laugh even when no one else does. But she's known to have fits of rage and can turn on you in a second. She very much fits the insane asylum patient clown archetype. She's skilled in knife throwing, even though she loves to remind you that she's not a trained professional. And that's like my favorite part, I think, in Icons, is her trigger in her room where Jack's on the other side. She's throwing knives at you, and then she just says, "What the shit?" and it's just, it's perfect. And I didn't even realize it said "what the shit" until somebody pointed it out to me.
Right.
And then every time I go through, I'm like, stop and like wait to make sure I hear it.
Mm-hmm. I finally heard it like pretty recently, and I was like so excited.
Yeah, no, I was like jumping up and down. I was like, "What the shit? What the shit?" I also will say I finally finished my Pokemon deck. I got all the icons.
That's awesome.
Finally got that old bitch. I finished the deck. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
She was my last one. And honestly, okay, controversial opinion here. I don't know if it's controversial. The Usher and the Storyteller are the most boring on the throne.
I said it. Okay. I can see that.
They both just sit there. I will say if you bow to the Usher, he stands up and bows back and it's very grand. And okay. I do like that. Storyteller just kind of sits there.
Hmm.
I mean, she's old. She's got hip problems.
But they should, like, give her a book or some yarn or some shit.
Some yarn. Can you imagine that bitch has, like, a whole... She could have had sweaters for everyone.
Right.
All the icons could have had a whole sweater moment if she would have just started knitting them during her
and
shift.
I could just see her knitting and wearing her Crocs and just chilling.
Oh, my God. I feel like you're just describing me at this point.
Did
I tell you about the time I had to knit on stage during a show? And I know how to knit.
Yes, I think you did tell me about that. Yes,
Into the Woods when I played Jack's mother. They were like, you need to be old. And I was like, I can knit. They were like, that's a good skill to put on your resume. I was like, it is on my resume. That's an important thing to say, kids. If you know how to do it and it's weird, put it on your theatrical resume. I don't know about your professional resume. Be like, knitting. Oh my God. Could get you a job. You don't know.
It could.
Hey, I say I know how to ice skate. I know how to roller skate. I do, but like actually say you know how to do these things. like Chance would say she knows how to knife throw, but she's never been professionally trained.
Exactly.
It's still a special skill. So Chance's like original origins and backstory, I've seen a couple of different ones. The one I hear the most is that Chance was made from a doll. Jack made Chance from a doll. I don't really see a lot of that on research online when I look for it. I feel like that's just kind of like a word of mouth thing, maybe. So I didn't really want to include that, but I will throw that out there that that's something I've heard. I've just kind of heard that maybe Chance was a patient that Jack found. We don't know. Tell me what you know and if you actually know where it came from and you can cite your sources because I would really love to know. So that's kind of like her background. Kind of what she looks like. Now, for Chance's appearances at HHN, like I said, her first appearance was in 2007. That's Carnival of Carnage, and that was a show. After that, she did not appear for 3 more years until 2010. And she appeared in a couple of places that year. She was in the Fear Revealed, the Scare Zone for 20 years. She was seen around the Carnival of Carnage set. They had the fortune teller set. And there's actually a lot of pictures you can find online of guests sitting at the fortune teller table with Chance, which that's such a cool photo op.
That is
like,
cool.
I was like, oh, Stacey would love this.
That's so awesome.
It was like really cute. And like, there were a couple different Chances, but like they all looked really good. And it was that same, that white corset. She didn't have a different look until 2015. So she was also seen in a house that year. She was in the Horror Nights, The Hallowed Past. She was in the final scene with all of the other icons, including Eddie. And that was that warehouse. I believe we talked about this house when we talked about Jack, probably. But all of the icons have appeared in it. And that was that warehouse where they kind of shoved all of the old HHN props, kind of like what they did with Carnival Graveyard. Mm-hmm. But this was based around the 20 years of HHN. So she was in that final scene with all the icons kind of popping out between shelves. After that, we didn't see her for 5 more years, and she returned in all her glory. And I feel like what everybody kind of, before her year, was like quintessential Chance was 2015 in the Carnage Returns show.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when Aaron just, the actress who plays Chance, Aaron Klein, is just like, she's fantastic. I know we always talk about James and how amazing James is, and he is, but Aaron is just like,
oh, I love her.
She's so good. She really commands a room like no other woman I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And like I was gonna say it later, but my favorite fun fact is that everyone always compares Chance to Harley Quinn, mm-hmm. but Aaron had no idea who Harley Quinn was when she auditioned.
Mm-hmm.
She had never heard of her. She was her entire, the voice and everything, all the mannerisms of Chance were based off of Baby from House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yep, Baby Firefly. I love that.
And
it just worked so well because, like, honestly, like, I see both of those characters in Chance, and I love both of those characters. So I know she didn't use Harley Quinn, but I still see it in a way, at least for the way they wrote her. So the fact that it makes sense that I love her because I love both of those characters too. So I think it's awesome.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I didn't even realize how similar they were, honestly, mm-hmm. until I like read that. I was like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. I always thought she just kind of pulled it out of nowhere. But Baby makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. and in that show, that's where we get like all those lines like Amanda, oh, she's dead. and like the knife throwing, and you get the good gags and stuff like that. And the what's funny about a bat, or what's funny about a troll, or something like that. Mm-hmm. I love her. I can quote that show all the time. I watch that show every couple months on YouTube. I know you do too, Cece.
Yeah, there was like one time where I watched it like multiple times in a week or a day or even. I don't even remember.
Rightfully so. It's just pure serotonin.
It's so fun.
Speaking of shows, I still haven't seen Nightmare Fuel.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why. Every time I try to go, I get there too late and they've already cut it off. I think I tried to go once and I don't know what happened. There was a crisis. I was having a crisis. Oh, my skirt broke. I'm pretty sure that was the night my skirt broke. I had to leave. Yeah. It's okay. Oh
my Lord.
Mercury's in Gatorade. It's the whole thing.
This is true.
That's why, like, if you have not seen me at HHN, it's because I've gone and left within, like, 3 hours because something's happened or I just had to leave. So I'm really trying to stay late, like, the next couple weeks. So if you want to, like, meet me, get a sticker, hang out, go through a house, the next couple weeks are the time, guys. Let's go. Yeah. okay, so back to Chance. Sorry.
Oh, that's all good.
Carnage Returns show. And she was, arguably another lead on top of Jack in that show. I know it was his show, but she mm-hmm. carried just as much. And it was a lot of improv on both their parts. After that, she did so good in 2015 that she actually became the icon in 2016. We all know this. And I know a lot of people didn't love that year, but also a lot of people really did. I didn't get to go. Obviously, that was the year before I started going. But a lot of people I know that went really loved it. And even if they didn't, maybe love her house, they just loved being able to talk to her in the streets or having to, like, you know, kind of watch her fight with herself in that monologue where the bells were ringing or the sirens were going off, and then she kind of switched between insane and normal chants and stuff like mm-hmm. that. I really like it. I wish I could have seen it, but, you know, it's pretty well documented on YouTube if you do want to go look at it. Mm-hmm. But in that year, like I said, she had a house, which was Lunatic's Playground 3D, our last 3D house that we've actually had in Orlando. And then she also had a scare zone, which was a Chance in Hell. And then her most recent appearances, she is in HHN Icons Captured this year, which is a house. And she's also pictured in 30 Years, 30 Fears on one of those big signs. And I think you hear her voice sometimes in the lines that play in the background with the other icons.
Yeah, I haven't noticed her yet, but I have heard some of the others for sure.
Daddy Kane is definitely there.
Yeah.
I've walked through. It's not at the my favorite. The caretaker is here. That's my every time I walk in the house. I know that's the first trigger, but I just have to. It's taker and here are very emphasized.
I know. I love it every single time I go, and I'm like in the like facade part. I like always say it to myself, waiting to hear it.
I love
the caretaker is here.
When we did Unmasking, the tour guide was like, "What's his famous line?" And I was like, "Which one?" He has right? multiple. My this man speaks a lot.
Has no heart.
Like, it's time to die. Which one? Come on. Also, I realized not everyone's tour guide was pointing this out. And I think we found it. And that's how our tour guide kind of pointed it out. In the caretaker room, there is the bottle of Sleepwell pills from Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah. Daniel found it. Well, Daniel didn't realize what it was. He pointed it out on our tour. He's like, look, it's in the medicine cabinet. Spoiler, if you haven't been to the house, in the caretaker room, where he's doing the autopsy with the shears and the heart and the body. On the left, right before you walk into the body bag room, before you walk into Elsa's part, there is a medicine cabinet, and there is one bottle that is blue and is not like an old-timey pill bottle. That is the Sleepwell pills. It very clearly says it on that medicine cabinet on the left.
Oh, wow.
So if you want to see that, it's in the house.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Daniel was like, what? And the tour guide was like, oh, yeah, that's right there. And we were like, oh, yeah.
I'll have to look for that because I'm going on the 20th. So next week. Yes, so I'll have to look for it.
Literally, like, I have a picture. I'll send it to you so you can look for it.
Okay.
I'll post the picture or I'll give it to you to post with this episode if anyone wants to see it. I don't know.
Yeah, there we go.
I took, like, 3 pictures of it because I was like, oh, my God, I haven't seen anyone point this out.
That's awesome.
We're already almost done with Chance.
I know.
I'm sorry. She doesn't have much. the last thing I have, because I already gave my fact about her being based off Baby, is that we found out that she is part of the Morphin Legion, which is mm-hmm. due to her playful nature, which makes a lot of sense. I haven't taken that test.
Surprised you haven't.
I know. Again, I've been on Twitter like on and off. True. Like, it's been very rare. If you catch me like posting a picture, it's because I remembered to post something.
Yeah. That's actually the Legion that I got. So
yeah.
I was like, it makes a lot of sense. Chucky's in there too. And HR Blood and Guts. I was like, yeah, this makes sense.
Speaking of Blood and Guts, he looked like he stuck his finger in a light socket the other night when I went through. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
The wig was just like, it was sticking straight up.
Oh my Lord.
It was really bad.
That's funny.
And normally he looks great. He's been wrecking me in his second boo hole.
I know.
Killing me. I'm like, no, stop. Please stop.
Oh, that sucks. That's scary. Always gets me.
There are some quotes I really like from Chance. So from Carnival Carnage, now he's just like all the other men in my life. Dead.
How did I know that's what it was going to be? Like, the end there?
Always. And then there's my name is Chance and it's so nice to meet you.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that one.
And then she says something similar in Carnival or Carnage Return, whatever the fuck it's called. 25. That one. And I'm trying to find, we had another email that was about the headcanon relationships that I did not read on air because we were on our hiatus when it came in. I'm trying to find it. Why didn't I have it up? No. Okay, I'm going to find it. No, I'm going to find it. Everything's going to be great.
Was it from Tofu again or someone else?
It was from Tofu.
Okay.
We might have read this.
I know we read the one about like the the mixtapes for Eddie and random stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to see.
I don't think we read the one about the
this one is about sexual identities and relationships. So I'll just read it now because it actually has to do with all the icons, but Chance is on here a couple times and I really liked some of the ones. So again, this is from Tofu. So they brainstormed with their future wife and they came up with some sexuality and gender identity headcanons and ships for the icons. Guys, remember, this is just like for fun. None of this is serious. And if someone you know, you really love and you don't agree with the gender identity or anything, please understand. We're not like writing this into their character. This is just something somebody said. I know people get very attached to characters and feel that they're certain ways. So I didn't want anyone to get upset. That was me speaking, not Tofu.
Yeah.
So Eddie, they feel like he's actually a pansexual trans man. They noticed how the Maskorian Legion was mostly made up of female-identifying people, so it just feels like an accidental ally moment on Universal's part, minus the transphobia that usually comes with accidental allyship. I only headcanon the pan part because he's my favorite icon, so I get to pick the sexuality. He's also definitely a top and has embraced the title of Leather Daddy, and no one can convince me otherwise. I love that. As pan, I agree.
Yes.
We can take him. I do. There's a couple others I think are pan as well. But again, pan and bi are, pan is under the bi umbrella. So we don't forget that. I love that he's embraced the title of Leather Daddy.
Yes.
Speaking of, I am running out of those stickers. I'm pretty sure. Are you
yet? I'm doing okay. But yeah, I mean, I think for all of our, well, it's already halfway through October.
I know. I'm thinking
I think spooky. I'll be okay.
I'm gonna give out a lot at spooky, true. I think, if you find us or anyone walking around.
That's true. I forgot about that too. Yeah.
Spooky's gonna be a lot of people. Oof. Mm-hmm. All right, and I think I was starting to think about doing drops around the park too, since it might be hard to find us.
Mm-hmm.
Just put them in like bags so they don't get wet, maybe, and then just like they here they are. I don't know. If you guys are interested in that, let us know on Twitter. So next, Jack is definitely a top, but he loves taming brats. They also feel like Jack is straight, but he's a great ally because of Chance and Eddie. The man straight up dedicated a kill to his younger brother in the Carnival of Carnage show for 25. And as an older sister, I'd do that for my younger sibling just to help them feel validated. For legal reasons, that's a joke, Google. But I feel like Jack did that to make sure Eddie knew that they're still brothers and Jack still supports him. That is so sweet.
I can see that.
I love that, especially like this year, how supportive Jack is with Eddie's endeavor in filmmaking.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not a Schmidt Brothers production, it's a piece of Schmidt.
Oh my god, I love that.
Oh my god. Huh. Okay, so the Paulo headcanons were mostly from their fiance, but he's definitely a bi switch. He makes enough decisions in public; he doesn't want to make any in private. He also definitely has a collection of reels of masturbation videos. They're just in a box separate from his art movies. That way nothing gets leaked. Yes, that's based on a fan fiction on the somehow real Halloween Horror Nights tag on Archive of Our Own. I wish I was kidding. Oh my. I don't need to know. I do not need to know. okay, Albert, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Albert definitely seems like a straight guy that's learning slowly how things are working nowadays. I always end up with the straight guys that are slowly
like, oh my god. Things are going.
He's a single dad and Cindy is helping. I'm right here. That's rude. I'm right here. He's a single dad and Cindy is helping him keep up thanks to hanging around Eddie and the rest of the Chainsaw Drill team. Albert is also definitely a gentle dom based on that news clip where he was talking to the newscaster and just not blinking and being smooth as hell at the same time. We love talent in this house. I love this email so much.
Oh my god.
Elsa is that accepting grandma who will only admit to someone that she experimented in college but won't say anything else.
Yes. I can see that shit.
I can't with this. Julian is definitely a soft boy and he's absolutely a bottom. He's not really a bi disaster, but he's more like a bi who doesn't know how to socially interact at all. Like, he's stumbling over his words as soon as someone he's attracted to steps into the theater or, again, shows him basic human kindness once after meeting them.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yep. Chance unironically uses the bi-furious line from Scott Pilgrim.
Oh my god.
It's badass and works well with her character. She's also totally suggested pegging to Jack several times. He's just not into that.
I can see it.
Yeah, she's definitely a switch, leaning towards being a bottom thanks to just being around Jack so much. That, you hit the nail right on the head, that whole sentence. Mm-hmm. Okay, basically piggybacking off my Lady Luck headcanon from the last email, I'm sure that Lady Luck is a lesbian switch that leans towards top. It's always a coin toss every time. No, seriously, you have to toss a coin to see which she will be.
Oh my god.
Now we have ships for relationships. So Eddie and Paulo. This one is purely because my fave is Eddie and my fiance's fave is Paulo. Since Eddie is such a big slasher fan and wants to star in his own movie, source, Eddie's Revenge, I'm sure he's not above hitting up Paulo for the slasher snuff film of the century.
Oh.
I love that. Wait, we have more. Paulo and Julian. This is because I love the idea of Paulo handpicking the Universal Palace Theater to premiere all of his movies, since Julian loves showing horror movies. I also love the idea of Julian being a blushing mess while Paulo just smooth talks in that snake oil salesman way I'm sure he flirts like. Jack and Chance, it's basically canon and they work so well together anyways. He literally treats her better than Joker treats Harley, which isn't a very high bar to begin with. And she does call him daddy, so.
Oh my god.
Okay, and last.
That's true.
Yeah, right? So, I mean.
I forgot about that.
It works. And I guess this year, I guess so. I don't know. Oof.
Yeah.
So last one is the bonus is the Chainsaw Drill Team headcanon. I feel like they just adopt new people onto the team every year. This is how Eddie and Cindy keep up with whatever's going on in the real world and relay the info back to the other icons. Eddie definitely stalks Twitter whenever he runs out of slasher content. And Cindy definitely has a modern Neopets account.
Oh my god. Yes.
I can't. That's it.
I love it.
That is it.
That's great. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Tofu. It's always fun.
Yes, for sure.
I love those emails. I know you said at the bottom, please let you know if we ever get sick of them. Never.
No.
If you guys have any headcanon, anyone else, or any ridiculousness, anything you want to send us, please do. We also have a voicemail inbox, which I realized we have a voicemail, but I didn't download it for this episode. I believe it's from Lauren. I believe we will have it in the next episode. I promise, girl. We just didn't download it. I'm sorry. I realized too late. It's been sitting there for a while.
Oh, no. That's all right.
I'm sorry. Also, I wanted to let you guys know right now, I'm going to have to take the Pride stickers down for a little bit. I can't find all of them from the move. I had all of them, or I gave a lot of them away at HHN. I'm not sure. But I don't have most of them. So I don't want to have them up and take anybody's money when I can't really ship them. So those are going to come down. I might just do those and give CC and I split between whatever we have left. And if you find us, we'll give them out. And then maybe do a restock in the next month or so. But right now, those are coming down for a little bit. I'm sorry.
No, that's understandable. Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to let that be known. I'm sorry. Should we get into housekeeping, I guess. That was Chance. Do you have anything you want to add to Chance before we move on?
I love Chance. That's all I know.
What the shit?
No.
What the shit? What's your favorite outfit? Because mine's 26. It will always be the 26 outfit.
I actually love Carnage Returns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
Yeah. I mean, I love 26 also because I love that teal and then the red underneath mm-hmm. the tutu. It's pretty cool. But I don't know what it is. I just love that polka dot. I don't know. I kind of think it's cool. So.
No, I get that. Yeah. I will say... Anchor, I believe, has a new feature for Spotify only. I'm sorry if you guys are listening on Apple. I know a lot of you are. But there is a Q&A that we can do. And I did it on the last episode. And I'm going to add it to this one. What's your favorite Chance outfit?
Yeah, I saw that you put that as what's the favorite house so far.
Yeah. And we got three answers. I can actually read them. Let's read those real fast. Ooh, that can be a new thing we do on the show. Look at us.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
We'll also post it on Twitter so you guys can answer on there if you're not listening on Spotify. But if you are, it is right on Spotify and you just reply right on the app. So we have three replies. We have from Not Your Merida Icons. I mean, same, honestly. Mm-hmm. Then from Dee Dee, we have, it was Wicked Growth, but Case Files has taken the top spot.
Okay.
Rightfully so. Right, yeah, literally. I went through on Sunday, though, and I will say a lot of the holes were empty, but that's not, I don't think that's anyone's fault. It was also the end of the night.
Yeah.
But those rat boys are my favorite.
Oh my God.
The big Yeti boys, they're actually rats, apparently.
Are they?
Apparently. That's what Boris says when he's like, I hate rats.
I hate rats. Yeah. Sewers. True. Yeah.
And I love them. I want to hug them. I blow them all the kisses. and then from Sounds from the Grave, we have, by far, it's been Wicked Growth. Which,
okay,
understand.
That's fair.
Yeah. I get it. It's okay. It's my number two.
It's my number one. So, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. It's just Icons. It's just my heart. My little heart. Okay. Do we have anything before we just rattle off everything?
I don't think so.
If you want to, if you are listening on Apple, see, here's a fun thing for Apple listeners.
Oh, yeah.
If you could rate us 5 stars, that'd be great. If you're enjoying the show, let us know. It just helps us out in the algorithm. That's all it is.
Yep.
and
we appreciate it, of course.
We appreciate it. And if you already have, thank you so much. We see them. We love you guys. Thank you. If you've written anything, you guys are so sweet.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Do you want to rattle off the socials and all that?
Sure. So check us out on YouTube, because I forgot last week. Just look up the Scream Queens podcast. And we have a YouTube. We have all the houses up from Media Night, and we also have a vlog from that night and also our tribute store walkthrough. So those are all up and available, and we'll have more soon. I have a surprise that's not HHN related, but I've got to still record. Basically, what it'll be is a horror box that I subscribe to. So I'm going to be, I haven't even opened it yet, saving it for you guys. So that's exciting. And then I know Jess is putting together a bunch of content from HHN as well.
There'll be a Hollow Scream video and
Sir Henry's one too.
It might be one video of just the entire weekend.
Oh, there you go. That'll be cool.
Nothing in the haunts, but a lot of scare zone footage, a lot of just fun stuff. Yeah, there'll be videos in the next, probably tomorrow, or let's do Thursday. I'll promise Thursday. Okay. I'm sorry.
We got lives. I'm sure they understand. But yeah, just keep an eye on it. Make sure you subscribe, and then when something does go up, you should be able to get notified about it. And then we have, of course, our Twitter, which is our most common. We are at ScreamQueens85. On Instagram, we're at The Scream Queens Podcast. We have Facebook also. It doesn't really get posted on too much, but we are there. Let's see, what else? We have our link tree, which is in most of our bios, and that actually shows like all of our different links where we can find merch, and then links to our show and YouTube and all of that stuff too. Jess did mention we have a voicemail box as well. Do you have the number?
I do, if you give me just one moment.
I know it's like a 407, isn't it? That's all it I is, know.
It's absolutely a 407 number, Cece. And if we just stall for a couple of seconds, I can lock it. It's okay. We're a hot mess. You guys missed us, right?
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
And, of course, it's not logged into my account. Why would it be logged into our account? Of course. Are actually witnessing my breakdown. 407.
Okay, you got it.
801-2962.
All right.
Leave us a voicemail. And I promise we'll actually play it on the show. And it is Lauren who left when I can see her name right here. You will definitely be in our next one, I promise. I don't have a trivia question.
That's okay.
I'm killing it.
We have our poll that we can do this week.
Oh my God.
For you, those of you who aren't on Spotify, we will post it on, I'll post it on Twitter too instead of the trivia, so that you guys can engage with the poll.
Yeah. And actually, I think I can post a poll on Spotify instead of a Q&A. So
ooh.
I'll do a poll for that as well. So, did you guys like her 2007/2010 outfit, her 2015, or her 2016 outfit more?
Yeah.
Let us know in the poll, and we will let you guys know what wins next week. And what are we doing next week? Do we want to tell them?
What are we doing?
I'm going to the thing right now. I'm killing it.
Something HHN, I think.
Yep. Well, you guys will find out soon.
Yeah.
Once we figure it out.
Yep.
We'll figure it out. It'll be fun. Maybe we'll bring some friends. We don't know.
Who knows? We'll see what happens. And Maybe we'll just, I don't know.
I don't know. I saw a lot of friends this weekend who were at Sir Henry's. I'm sorry. Oh, God. I think we went through a house with Losh, actually, and Losh got to hear me freak out.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. It was
ridiculous. I think that's all I have, right? That's all we got.
Yeah, that's what we got for now. Just stay tuned, as always. We will come up with something for you guys.
Yeah, you guys know something. It'll be fun. And then we have a really big episode at the end of the season I think you guys are going to love.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's massive. But that's CCTron. I'm Beetlejuess on social media. Oh,
yeah. You guys always forget us. That.
Don't forget that. You can't forget that. I hope you guys are having a good October.
Yes. I hope you've been enjoying the event. I'm glad we've been able to meet a lot of you guys. Hopefully more of you soon within the next few weeks as well.
Oh my God, it's been fun though. I've met a lot of people.
Yeah, I've met a lot too, but hoping to meet more since I'll be going more hopefully in the next few weeks. And definitely.
And I'll be there all closing weekend, all night, every night. I promise. All three nights. I'll be there till close. Oh no, I'm promising. I'm staying on property. Oof. It's happening.
You better gear up.
I'm getting ready. I'm going to start sleeping now. all right. I guess that's it. Until next week.
All right, guys. So stay spooky. We will see you in the fog. And
don't forget to scream, queens.
Bye.
Bye.